Where is Wonderland? Once upon a time, in the quiet town of Evervale, there lived a curious little girl named Penny. Penny had golden curls, bright blue eyes, and mindful of questions. But there was one question that bothered her more than anything else. Where is Wonderland? She had read about it in books, heard whispers of it in the bedtime stories, and even seen glimpses of it in her dreams. But no one, not her parents, not her teachers, not even old Mr. Winkins, the town librarian, could tell her where Wonderland really was. Wonderland is a place of magic and adventure, her best friend Tommy said. Wonderland is in your imagination, said her teacher, Miss Maple. But Penny wasn't satisfied. She needed to find it for herself. One day, while exploring her attic, she stumbled upon a dusty old book. The cover read, "The Secret Map to Wonderland." Her heart skipped a beat. Could this be the real way to Wonderland? She thought to herself. She blew off the dust and opened the book. Inside, there was a map with strange symbols and wiggly lines. At the bottom, in curly gold letters, it read, "Follow the path of Whispering Wind, past the Giggle Tree, through the Wobble Woods, and you shall find what you seek, the Wonderland." Penny didn't waste a second. She grabbed her backpack, packed a few sandwiches, a flashlight, and her lucky compass, and set off on her adventure trip to Wonderland. Penny followed the map to the edge of the town, where the wind always seemed to hum a tune. She stopped onto the path, and suddenly, whoosh, the wind picked up and whispered in her ears, "Left, right, hop, skip, spin." "That's a weird direction," Penny giggled, but she still decided to follow it. She stepped left, then right, hopped forward, skipped once, and spun in a circle. Suddenly, a hidden door appeared in the ground. She pushed it open and climbed down a ladder into a tunnel filled with glowing mushrooms. At the end of the tunnel, Penny found herself in front of a giant tree with purple leaves. As she stepped closer, the tree started laughing. "Who's there? A traveler? A seeker?" the tree chuckled. "Yes, I am looking for Wonderland," Penny said excitedly. The Giggle Tree shook its branches. "To pass, you must tell me the funniest joke you know." "Why don't eggs tell jokes?" She asked. The tree wiggled its leaves. Why? Because they might crack up. Penny giggled. The tree laughed so hard that its branches waved vividly, and suddenly a hidden path appeared behind it. Penny hurried along, feeling more excited than ever. The path led her into a forest where the trees didn't stand still. They wobbled. Some leaned left, others leaned right, and some spun around like dancers. Penny tried to walk straight, but whoops! She tripped over a wiggly root and fell right into a pile of leaves. Hey, watch where you fall, said a voice. Penny looked up to see a small squirrel wearing a tiny top hat. Oh, sorry, Penny said, brushing leaves off her dress. I'm looking for Wonderland. Do you know the way? She asked the squirrel. The squirrel twirled its moustache. Yes, it had a moustache and said, Wonderland. I'll tell you, but only if you can keep up with me in a game of hop, twist, and freeze. The squirrel said. Challenge accepted. Penny grinned. The game was wild. The squirrel hopped. Penny hopped. The squirrel twisted. Penny twisted. But when the squirrel froze mid-air, Penny tried to copy him, only to land right into another pile of leaves. Ha ha, you almost got it, the squirrel laughed. All right, you win. Wonderland is just beyond that hill, he said. Penny ran up the hill, her heart pounding with excitement. At the top, she saw a huge golden door with the words, Wonderland awaits, written in swirling letters. She pushed it open and whoosh! She was surrounded by color. Trees with lollipop leaves, rivers of lemonade, clouds shaped like puppies, and upside down mountains floating in the sky. There were talking rabbits in bow ties, singing teacups, and a carousel where horses flew instead of running. Welcome, traveler, boomed a voice. Penny turned to see a jolly man with a hat full of candy canes. Who are you? Penny asked. I am the keeper of fun. You have passed the challenges, solved the riddles, and followed the map. Welcome to Wonderland, where imagination rules. Penny's eyes sparkled. She had done it. She had found Wonderland. And as she ran off to join the marshmallow jumping contest and tea party on a flying table, she realized something amazing. Wonderland wasn't just a place on the map. It was wherever magic, laughter, and adventure lived. And from that day on, Penny knew that every day could be Wonderland as long as she kept her imagination alive.